non-sugar sweeteners are not your friend. This is why. Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and you're listening to the Health Wellbridge podcast. Non-sugar sweeteners have their good, bad and ugly. Give anything 10 years time and the truth and false of it comes out. Like soya oil, non-sugar sweeteners just lost all their glitz and glamour. World Health Organization new guideline on non-sugar sweeteners, NSSs, are don't use them to control weight loss or to reduce the risk of diabetes, heart disease or cancer. Sweeteners include aspartame, acesulfame K, advantame, saccharine, sucralose, stevia and stevia derivatives. A few years back, a relative while making tea for us asked me whether I wanted sugar or a popular brand of non-sugar sweetener. I said no to both. But being me, I asked whether she was taking these sweeteners under a doctor's prescription. She very enthusiastically told me that she and her husband were proactively taking these non-sugar sweeteners to cut down sugar intake. They wanted to lose a few kilos. I carefully explained the side effects of non-prescription supplements and non-sugar sweeteners peddled by celebrities, health coaches, gurus, apps, games, whatnot. If you want to skip the sugar, skip these two. Sometimes it's very difficult, but you need to do what you need to do. Are artificial sweeteners wolf in sheep's clothing? Is there any good in them? They're good. They're zero calories and may be prescribed under certain conditions. The prescription is important. The bad and the ugly. This is where it gets really bad. It's said that aspartame is very addictive to the brain. It's 700 times sweeter than sugar. In fact, it's a much more difficult substance to stop using because people tend to overuse it in larger quantities to get that sugar hit. This causes your body to crave more of it. You think it's zero calories, which it is, but it's not zero harm, as your body ends up having excessive stimulation and dopamine overload. Plus, these sweeteners can alter your gut bacteria and cause havoc, just like the carrageenan problem. Saccharine, sucralose and aspartame, even at low concentration, promote pathogenic changes in the gut bacteria. And that's not good. 283 studies were reviewed in adults, in pregnant women, children, and it was seen that they can increase the risk of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular events, obesity, the very things they were being touted to protect against. What were the outcomes measured? The health outcomes of interest for adults and children were identified by the WHO Nutrition Guidance Expert Advisory Group, Subgroup on Diet and Health. They were measures of adiposity, example body weight, body mass index, obesity, fat and lean mass, type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, cancer, dental caries, chronic kidney disease, eating behavior, sweet preference, neurocognition, mood and behavior, and asthma and allergies for children only. So what exactly does WHO recommend? Cut down on the sweetness of your diet. Skip the sugar. And if you really want a sweet treat, a whole fruit is a better option than any refined processed food. Sugar is addictive. Consumption of free sugars has been linked to escalating rates of overweight and obesity. As well, it causes the development of diet-related non-communicable diseases, including dental caries, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and cancer. There's even a possibility that WHO will classify some of these as potential or possible carcinogens. While fruits contain fructose, the artificial non-sugar sweeteners are a horror unto themselves. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast. You can read the entire blog post and get the referral links from the description of the podcast.